With Radio on the Go News, I'm Brian Fincher reporting. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday announced appointments to boards and commissions, including 7 members to the Iowa State Board of Health. Those 7 seats were needed to be filled after the board did not have enough members to meet. The Iowa State Board of Health is made up of private individuals, including medical and public health professionals, and advises the Iowa Department of Health. 2 of the 7 appointments are from the Radio on the Go broadcast area. They are Sandra McGrath, Director of Environmental Health Services in Wright County, and Chelsea Schluger, the Hancock County Director of Community Health. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released data showing the level of community transmission in each of Iowa's 99 counties for COVID-19. This data shows the amount of new COVID-19 cases caused by transmission within the county rather than infections that can be traced to an outside source. The CDC is advising people who live in areas with high or substantial spread to wear face masks when they are in public indoor settings. Since the discovery of vaccinated people spreading the Delta variant more easily than previous versions of the virus. Counties in the Radio on the Go broadcast area with a high spread are Hardin, Wright, Franklin, and Butler. Hancock County is listed under a substantial spread. Moderate spread is reported in Cerro Gordo and Grundy counties, while low spread is reported in Floyd County. As of Wednesday, the Iowa Department of Public Health reported 46.9% of Iowa residents were fully vaccinated against COVID-19, or 1,537,282 people had completed their total vaccine series. The total number of vaccines administered stood at 3,049,198. In addition, since the pandemic began in Iowa, there have been over 410,000 positive tests, over 368,000 recoveries, and 6,183 deaths. Thursday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a proclamation that eases transport rules for crews and drivers hauling motor fuels. The proclamation temporarily suspends regulatory provisions of Iowa law pertaining to hours of service for crews and drivers hauling motor fuels, including gasoline, diesel number 1, diesel number 2, ethanol, and biodiesel. The proclamation also temporarily suspends provisions of Iowa law pertaining to the movement of oversized and overweight loads of fuel. Increased demand along with above-average wait times at petroleum product terminals have created challenges to timely access of these fuels. The proclamation expires on August 28th at 11:59 p.m. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra has gotten language included in a House Ag bill for wildfires and hurricanes that would also cover the 2020 derecho-related losses.
I am very pleased to see the committee come together and are working on this bipartisan legislation for our farmers and our producers. I am also so very pleased to see the legislation includes provisions which qualify production losses caused by high winds and derechos.
Feenstra has been pushing for several months to get the derecho coverage after the derecho caused the loss of 850,000 acres of crops.
This was the most costly thunderstorm in U.S. history, costing about $7.5 billion. I am very pleased that our committee is continuing these efforts to ensure that Iowa farmers and farmers across the country receive disaster relief they need to offset these massive losses by these events.
Feenstra is a Republican from Hull. Yesterday morning, the Clarksville Police Department arrested 53-year-old Teresa Homiga of Clarksville for obstruction of justice, for possession of a controlled substance, and for possession of drug paraphernalia. Homiga was later released. Last night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department in Ackley arrested 57-year-old John Wood of Iowa Falls on the charges of public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Wood was later released from custody. This past week, the Hardin County Board of Supervisors approved a request from the County Wellness Committee for immunization funding totaling $4,520. An immunization clinic will be held October 12th for county personnel. Will feature vaccines for the flu, hepatitis, and pneumonia. In other business, the Hardin Supervisors approved a 28E agreement with Franklin County concerning their environmental health departments and canceled the August 11th board meeting. The Iowa Falls City Council recently approved an application for $210,000 in Iowa Economic Development Authority Housing Sustainability Funds to improve on six citywide qualified owner-occupied housing units. On the seven previous grants, the city's received a total of $1.5 million, with 50 homes being rehabilitated. The Iowa Falls Council also approved the city's Community Development Block Grant Exterior Rehabilitation Program Administrative Plan. The Iowa Pork Producers Conquer the Iowa Tenderloin Trail 2.0 is underway. This most delicious trail in Iowa encourages the public to visit at least 10 restaurants listed on the Iowa Pork Producers website, and you can receive a stamp on your passport when you order a tenderloin at any of the restaurants on the trail. One of those restaurants on the trail includes the Stumble Inn of Bradford. You can download and print the official passport on the Iowa Pork Producers website. You can also pick up one at the Iowa Pork Producers Association in Clive or at any restaurant along the trail. If you earn 10 stamps within 24 months, you'll receive an I Conquered the Iowa Tenderloin Trail 2.0 t-shirt. And a total of 2.72 inches of rain fell this month at the Radio On The Go studios in Hampton. Rain fell on a total of 7 days. There was a stretch of 15 consecutive days without rain in Hampton. The highest temperature this month was 94, the lowest at 52. The average high in Hampton this month was 85 degrees with the average low of 63 degrees. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.